I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got a show for you today. Matter of fact, it is a timely show because we're going to be talking about some things that you're not going to want to miss concerning this whole crisis that the world has locked into with the coronavirus. So, why would I make a show based around all of that? Well, here's why. Because so many people are doing videos now. They're getting over into my territory. So we're going to talk about it. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. So, why do I want to talk about all of you folks doing videos? Because you're doing it wrong. Well, you are. By the way, this is my new microphone setup. How do you like that? Isn't that cool? That's a shock mount. You know, and it's not shocking. It's making noise when I move it. But, you know, normally you wouldn't be moving it. But I want to show it off. See, I want to show off the mic. There it is. Now, I'll put it back where it's supposed to be. Leave it alone, Dr. Bill. It's should be where it is. I'm looking at the text here. Let me get this text where I can read it. It is a Samsung C01U Pro mic in a shock mount. That's what I was showing you. Let me do it again. Here it is. See, it suspends the microphone in midair, so to speak. See, I'm making all the squeaky noises. I'll put it back there. Actually, I'll get it a little closer so it's there. It's just get the shock mount off frame. There you go. All right, enough of that. Why bring all this up? Because this microphone provides me good audio, which is a whole lot better than I can say about some of you doing videos. A lot of you sound like you're talking out of a barrel. Using mics built into your... I dropped something. Drop in your phones. Yes. Things like that. Or your laptops. Haven't I taught you better than that? Now, anyway, this show is about hints and tips to help you make a better video. Now, toward that end, let's talk about some things about video, okay? I'm going to do something silly here. I'm going to move my camera. Hold on. Move my camera until my head is right in the center of the screen. See that? That's the way I see most people doing their video, with their head right in the middle of the screen. See, there's something in video. I'm going to try to put it back now. Went to all that trouble to get it right before I started. Now I've got it all messed up. There's something in video called the upper third. I'm going to try to use my hand here as a line. This is the lower third. Anything below this is the lower third. Anything up to this point is the middle part of that third. And then up here is the upper third. You want to try to get your head all on screen, like I have it. But, let me pull the mic down just a tad. Okay. See, my head is entirely, that's hard to say. Entirely in frame, but in the upper part of the screen. Hey, I'm looking off at the screen. That's why my eyes are losing eye contact. Next thing you want to do for good video is maintain eye contact. Not be looking off. Okay? I know what to do. I just don't always do it. Okay? That's why you look at the camera. The camera is right here. And that's where I should be looking. Not past it at the screen. But at the camera. You see what I'm saying? So when you're doing a video, look at the camera. That's where the people are. That's what you would be doing to maintain eye contact when you're talking to someone. You see? Okay, so we talked about audio. You need better audio. So what do? You mic yourself with a mic. Now this mic is a USB mic. Let me do something else I'm not supposed to do. I'm good at doing things I'm not supposed to do. Here's the microphone. It's attached with a cable here that goes to the USB input of my computer. Okay? So, this Samson mic is a large diaphragm condenser microphone connected via USB to my computer. That's why we have good quality audio. And this mic is also supercardioid, which means that the pickup pattern from that large diaphragm capsule is kind of pointing toward my mouth because of the way I have it set. And it's rejecting sound from the sides and from the back, which in this room is a good thing because this room is my computer room. And I have computers over there in the rack that are going, making all kinds of noise. And I have a fan back there blowing on the computers, making all kinds of noise. But see, this microphone is rejecting all that. Now, I don't necessarily recommend you do your netcast like this in or your video conference or whatever connection you may be using your webcam for to in a room that has all these noises. I wouldn't recommend that. But this is my room. This is my office. This is where I do the show. So what are you going to do? Okay? I can't turn off all the noises. I can't completely sound condition this room. You know, there's only so much that my wife will let me do. And I know that. And I'm okay with that. Which is why I get a really good quality mic that does noise rejection. Okay? Otherwise, I'd have all kinds of blankets hanging off all the walls and sound material and things to make it quieter. Okay? I'm not going to do that. Sorry. This is a legitimate room in my condo, and I'm not going to mess it up. Okay? So, next thing you want to do, these are all hints and tips. You want to have something in your background that isn't just a boring white blank wall. Now, I have my bookcase set up back here with all kinds of books on it and a little clock and things of that nature. Okay? And my computer's putting stuff up on my screen. I'm going to get rid of that. Right in the middle of doing the program, stuff comes up on my screen. Anyway, so I got rid of that. Point is, boy, I really kind of messed everything up, but that's okay. As far as the shot, my shot is what it is. I shouldn't be monkeying with it, and yet here I am monkeying with it. So, I'm talking about a tutorial here. The other thing you want to do is have light. Lots of light. Light is your friend when you're doing a video. Okay, so I have lights here on my desk. You know, if I had lights all around the room like I really should, if this were a true studio, then I would have all kinds of big lights. You know, but again, this is my office. This is a room in my house. So I want to try to keep it as concise as possible. So, toward that end, what I've done is I've got lamps set up on my desk. They actually are attached to the desk in our own stands. And here is some footage of those lights. Now, I've got the lights turned off, okay, so that you won't be blinded when I show you this video. But let's look at that. Okay, you see how that works? So we got lights coming in from the left and the right. My left, my right. You know, in case you're wondering, why did he say it backwards? Because it's from my perspective. Anyway, I've got good audio. I've got a well-lit shot. I've got a decent background. And I've got a good camera. Now, this camera, I'm going to rattle some things around here. Okay. This is a Sony A5100 camera. I have used this. That's why it has the shoe here on the bottom to attach it. And then I have a cable here that connects it to a USB power source, which is cool because it's a dummy battery that allows me to do a USB power connection. And I could use this camera using the, if I make a lot of stuff fall off the desk, you'll know why. There's a cable there that goes to a USB 3, but this would allow me to plug an HDMI cable in here, the HDMI cable coming out of the camera here, and plug it to a USB port with this Elgato Camlink 4K. Okay? I could do that. I have done that. And it worked great. Okay? And this is a great camera to use. I like this little camera. It's small, it's light, but it has really good image quality. And I can and probably will in the future use this camera again. However, I have a webcam. And you say, Dr. Bill, wait, the quality of this image, you're using a webcam? Yes. And it's, you know, people say, but my webcam doesn't look that good. That's because I know what I'm doing. No, I do know what I'm doing, but that's not the point. The point is, this is a really good webcam. It's a Logitech Brio webcam, which is Logitech's current highest-end 4K webcam. Now, I don't shoot in 4K. I shoot in 1080, okay? I could shoot 4K, but what's the point, okay? I mean, you're watching it on YouTube. Why do you need it to be 4K? It's one of those things I could, but I don't, okay? But, even at 1080, and I keep wanting to say 1080p, which is technically accurate, but really, it's just a resolution. Okay? So, shooting at that, using the Logitech, I have previously gone in and set up the contrast, the sharpness, the gain, all the different settings on the webcam. I have optimized them, including the sharpness of the beard hairs, everything. I've gotten it to where it looks really, really good. Matter of fact, it looks so good sometimes that it's a little embarrassing because it shows every detail. I've had pictures where, you know, you could see the pieces of dust on my shirt. I mean, it's a little too crisp and intense. You see what I'm saying? But that's okay. I'm after image quality. Now, the other thing is, it's a webcam, and yet when I move my fingers, you see how they don't blur? A lot of you are going, my webcam blurs. Again, the settings. You got to get the settings right. If you get that blur, it means that the camera is working too hard to maintain the image at the settings that you have set it at. Okay? So keep tweaking until you get it just right. If you've got that swishy blur, then something's not right. Okay? And I know that's highly, not highly useful. But believe me, you just gotta try. You gotta work at it. You know, it's not like my settings. I could show you my exact settings, but it wouldn't help you. Because my computer is different, my video card is different, my camera is different, everything's different. So you just got to keep tweaking your settings. Okay? Don't get discouraged. Keep at it. Now I say all this, all these hints and tips, I say all this because I have participated in some web conferences of late that frustrate me. Okay? Now, one of the things that frustrate me is people's lack of etiquette, proper etiquette, during a conference. You don't want to just enter a conference, no matter how good your picture looks and how excellent your audio is and all those kinds of things, and then not mute your audio when you're not the presenter. You're a member of the conference, but you've got your audio turned on and your dog starts barking. I don't have a dog, I have a cat, and she's laying over there asleep. As cats are wont to do. But I was part of a conference just this past week, and the dog was yap, 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 yap. And of course, because we were using Zoom conferencing, Zoom.us, Zoom conferencing, the camera that everybody's watching switches to the, essentially, the loudest noise, which was, in this case, was the dog. So the guy who had the dog is looking off camera at the dog, going, shut up, shut up. And the dog's going, yap, 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 yap. And if he'd have just muted his audio, the dog could have barked all day. The guy could have been staring at him all day, and nobody else would have known. Okay? So mute your audio unless the host of the show, of the conference says, oh, Dr. Bill, why don't you tell us about whatever? Then you unmute yourself, you talk, hopefully the dog's not barking, but you talk, and then you mute yourself again. That's just etiquette, okay? Do that. I'm the computer curmudgeon. I get to gripe about these things. Anyway, so do that. Now, we've covered audio, we've covered video, we've covered lighting, we've covered framing. Framing's one of those things that bug me. You know, like I said, if I'm going to do something dumb again, watch this. I'm going to move my mic. I'm going to move my camera so it's off to one side. And I'm going to have my head like this. Now, watching a show like this, and again, I said show because I do shows, but conference. I mean, can you imagine you're talking to a guy and you keep wanting him to get back in frame? It's like you want to grab him and move him back into the frame. Okay? And you can't do that. You can't move him back into the frame. Get my mic set back up here. Because he's in another room, in another place. A world out there somewhere. But you keep wanting to take control. At least I do. Try to straighten him up. Slap him upside the face a little bit. You know? I'm saying all these things because they frustrate me, yes. But they frustrate other people too. Okay? Now the other thing about a webcam, okay? As long as we're doing all the weird things. Webcams are very wide angle.
I'm going to pick up my webcam, and I'm going to bring it close to me. You see what that does? It distorts the image. We'll put it back. It's on the stand, see? That's why I can move it like this. But the webcam distorts. See how big my hands look? It looks like I have monster hands because of the distortion of the camera. It makes things look big
when you get too close. All right? I'm really loading you up here with frustrating things that frustrate me about people using webcams. But that's okay. But you see, if you get the head framed, you get everything set up, and then you put up a lower third. All right, let me put up a lower third. Our sponsor this week is Ting. Okay, Ting, mobile, that makes sense. All right, this Ting is a mobile phone company that we have, has sponsored our program. And the great thing about Ting is that you get $25 off if you click through this link. $25, that's pretty good. DrBill.tv/whack. Ting. Ting. Okay. That's a lower third. And it's a great deal on Ting, by the way. But this lower third, because it appears in the lower third of the screen, here's the middle third, here's the upper third. See? That's how that works. Now, if you want to go to the website, of course, is DrBill.tv, DrBill.tv, as it says there on the screen, the lower third. That's how that works. Okay. These are all terms I want you to get familiar with so that when you do a show, which you should, start using these technologies. I mean, I just saw a blurb that said that webcams have sold out. People have been buying up webcams, and they've sold out. More and more people are doing this conferencing because of the coronavirus thing. That's wild. But with so many people with webcams, and so many people getting microphones, and so many people wanting to do shows, do it right. Okay? Don't screw this up. Okay. Enough of the curmudgeoning for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show and got some hints and tips and maybe saw some things about how I do the show. And if you didn't enjoy it, oh well. There's other videos out there for you to watch, okay? So until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.